I remember the rosary as being a very hard thing to do when I was younger, but then too I appreciate that now that I'm older. I realize that you had to be made to do things, and I hope to carry that on with my own children.
Do you think that a dad and mother's example have a lasting place in your life?
Very definitely. I hope to pattern my life according to mothers and dads, with family rosary for my family, and daily mass for my husband and I, mass as often as possible, and daily mass for the children as they grow up. I feel definitely that the bond in our family is a spiritual one, a religious one, because each one of us is so different, and yet the thing that has held us together has been our religious training at home. There's no doubt about that. We all suffered together with it. We used to always gripe about the rosary together and about getting up for daily mass, and then as we grew older, our discussions were, well, is it right, or should it be done this way, or shouldn't it be done that way? But when it all boils down to it, I realize what a tremendous job Dad has and Mother have done in bringing up 14 children. And the only criticism that I could ever give would be that it was awfully hard at the time, that's all.
Well, the fact that we were all so different and yet got along some way or other points out one of the big advantages of being in a big family, doesn't it? That it helps you get along with people.
Yes, I believe that.
Haven't you felt rather at home, both in a crowd and in the presence of children?
Yes, always.
And that's due to the family, isn't it?
Yes, very definitely. People have often told me that they could tell that I was from one of a big family. For instance, I remember whenever we would ever go out to visit anyone, we would always take everything that was put on our plate and always be yes and no. And I remember, too, that would always automatically help with the dishes in other people's houses because you always had to do your share of work at home. And I remember, too, as I grew up into high school particularly, that mothers of other children would say, well, if the McSorley girl can do it, you can do it. I know one thing I always admired about Mother was the fact that she never gave me a separate hour to come home from a date in. She always left it up to me. And I always accepted the responsibility and was always in at a good hour. And if I wasn't, there was always a special reason for it. I never betrayed the trust that she put in me because she told me that it was up to me. And as long as I was escorted home and was having a good time, then I could stay out. This was always a constant amazement to other girls in the crowd because they had to be in, whether they were having a good time or a bad time, at 11:30, period. I remember an incident now from grammar school which shows to me how the family group, the family as a social group, is an important group. We were just in grammar school, and we used to go to the 6:30 mass, and the nuns would be there. And for a while, Daddy was having us practice genuflecting before he went up to the altar, and one of the sisters took occasion to tell me that I shouldn't do this. And I came home and told Daddy that the sister told me not to do it, and he told me that he was the head of our family and that our family was going to do it that way. But I remember he also cautioned me. He said that it wasn't necessary for me to tell sister this, and the incident was just dropped. Sister never said anything more about it, and our family continued to genuflect before they went up to the altar to receive our Lord. Oh, I remember it was a big thrill, too, except that it was reserved for the youngest to hold the door for the nuns as they went out of church, that Daddy would give Rosemary a signal that she could go hold the door, and she would be the first one out to hold the door for the nuns.